So I want to dedicate our learning for those who were injured in Tel Aviv just now. And hopefully in the tzchus of our learning, they should be get a refuah shleima. And really should, okay. So we're doing the piece on Shabbos HaGadol. So this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. I was actually, it's interesting, he's going to lay it out for us here as to why we call it Shabbos HaGadol. The different reasons, obviously there's the one that we're most familiar with that he's going to spell out. But, so it's called the Big Shabbos, right? So Shabbos, Shekodem HaPesach, Karnoso, Shabbos HaGadol. So we call it the Shabbos HaGadol, Nehanes HaGadol Shenaseba. And we call it that because of the great miracle that occurred. B'shah Shebnei Yisrael kashru et hakorban Pesach lemitasam. Right, Bnei Yisrael were commanded to take the sheep, and before 4 days earlier, prior to the korban Pesach, they took it on the Shabbos and they put it and they attached it to their beds. Vamitzrim ro, and the Egyptians were witnessed this. Shineim kehos al sharos and lishchodes Elohim, and they ground their teeth because of the fact that they saw that the Jews were going to, that they wanted to shech their gods. Below Yahu Lasos Klum, and they were not able to do anything. So let's look at this footnote here on the side, right? King Kasav Hator. So the Torah says in the Orchaim, in right in the Chelik of Orchaim, that Shabbos Shalifnei HaPesach, Karnotor Shabbos HaGadol, V'atam Lefisha Naseh Bo'Nes Gadol. So pretty much we're quoting the Torah, Shepesach Mitzrayim mekacho be'asor kidach siv be'asor lachodesh hazeh v'yichul lahem selabes avos selabayis. Right. So when did they take?
Hold on. I found it. What page are you on?
We're on page Chav Zayim. It says Shabbos Hagadol. It's the second piece. It's Hakdama Shnia. Hakdama Beis. Okay. So on the right, we're on the right side, in the middle of this early footnote here. So it says in the pasuk Shmos Yud Beis Gimel be'asor lachodesh hazeh. So on the 10th of the month, v'yichulahem selabes avos selabayis. V'pesach sheyatzu Yisrael mitzrayim haya biyom hey kidi isa b'seder olam. So they left on a Thursday. V'nimsa she'asar b'chodesh haya Shabbat. So and you do the math. The 10th was on a Shabbos. V'lachulahem kol echad selapischo. And v'garu ala karka levizoso le'enei hamitzrim shayu machzikin ato leloka. And they dragged them. They dragged it on the ground in order to really like make it a bizayon in the eyes of the Egyptians. So like they were like really asking for it. V'kashar ato b'kari amitaso. And then they attached them. They attached these sheep to their beds. Derech harishonim shahay yoshvin kol hayom al hamitos. It was the normal like way of things that they would sit on their beds the whole day. I mean, that was where they sat. So therefore they tied it there so it should be there. So then the Egyptians asked them, what are you doing? And they answered, L'shachto l'shem Pesach b'mitzvah Hashem aleinu. We're going to be slaughtering this for the purpose of the Pesach, as God has commanded. So they were like, you know, grinding their teeth out of aggravation. Because they were shechting the image of their God. And they had no ability to answer. So the first thing that we're saying here is that it's Shabbos HaGadol based on the fact that this miracle that occurred, that they were able to take the gods of the Egyptians in their face, tell them what they're doing, and the Egyptians couldn't do anything. Okay, fine. So now, I'm back in the middle here. V'gdol mizeh, second paragraph. V'gdol mizeh, haita hanes, kishashalu et Yisrael mazot. And even greater is when they asked the Egypt, what are you doing? This is now reading in the middle of what they said on the side of it. Amru zeva pesach hu l'Hashem sheyarog b'chorei Mitzrayim. So now we add on a new thing here. They told them that not only that, but also that the firstborn Egyptians are going to be killed. Va'az arhu b'chorei Mitzrayim l'chama im shar ha-mitzrim she'yaskimu l'shloach et b'nei Yisrael mi-mitzrayim. So now what happened was, the firstborn Egyptians hear this is going to go down, and they're like, we're not having any part of this. So they started a civil war, basically. So then what happened was, you have this all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose internally within the Egyptians. But it basically diverted their attention from the Bnei Yisrael, so that nothing happened, no negative, no bad happened to the Jews. Migodel hapachat shenafla aleihem mehitgalut or sfirat keter elyon shehitchila az lahayir. So now he introduces a new thing, that on top of whatever is going on, that what the reason why they didn't do anything to the Jews also was because there was a fear, this awe, that there was the light of that was coming from Keser Elyon that started to now be felt in Egypt at this time. And that was Bechdei Lavi et Hamaka Hasirit Makas Bechorah. So the energy that was going on at that point was coming from Keser Elyon. And so now this is coming in. Why? Because this is leading up to Makas Bechoros. La'akos v'la'tela ta'keter de'klipa shehem b'chari Mitzrayim. And the Mida Keneged Mida that was going on here is that this, the energy, the force that's coming in here is the Keser Elyon, which is going Keneged, you have, everything is always going to be in balance, right? So if you have a strong positive force, it has its equal in the negative, and so the negative force of what's going after is the klipa of Keser that was, I guess, embodied by the Bechorei Mitzrayim, by the firstborn of Egypt, which is something to think about. Like we're saying, we've developed, and we're going to see as he goes along here, that this Shabbos has within it a power of the letter Yud, but of the Os, that the Keser Elyon is something that's above. And so we've developed in the 4 weeks, and we're going to see this inside in a second, but in the 4 weeks that lead up to this, you have the development of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards. We have the Hei Tata with the lower Hei by Shkalim, Zachar is the Vav, and then you have Parah is the upper Hei, and then when we get to HaChodesh, that's the Yud. So that's the 4 weeks. And then when we get to the fifth week, Shabbos HaGadol, now we're going to be addressing that Keser, the crown that's on top of the Yud. So we're like going all the way above. Now Keser, again, always is understood as something that's above comprehension. It's above the head. It's above the understanding. And so the Keser Elyon is the thing that's going to be revealed at this point in time. Like this is the crescendo of the whole experience of coming out of Egypt, right? So it starts, and he'll also mention this later, but the question that everybody asks is, okay, this happened on the 10th of the month, so why don't we commemorate this whole thing every year on the 10th, the same way that we see that we always, when we celebrate a holiday, it's always tied to the day of the month as opposed to the day of the week. So why in this case are we going to celebrate Shabbos HaGadol on, it should be the 10th of Nisan? That should be the time that we commemorate this great miracle. And so the understanding that explains is that every week, whatever the energy of that week is, it really starts on the Shabbos that precedes the week. And that whatever is going on in that week, it's going to be within the Shabbos that precedes it. And therefore, what ends up happening is that we focus the commemoration more on the Shabbos that precedes Pesach than on the 10th of the month of Nisan. So what everything that's happening here is it's all going to start on this special Shabbos. One other total side point, which is not coming up here, but I think it's a very fascinating idea, because the question that also comes up a lot is, why is Shabbos a time that commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So we understand that when we say Kiddush on Friday night, we mentioned to the fact that we're commemorating creation, that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. But why is Shabbos associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Like, how does that work? So it's nice. So Hashem gave us Shabbos. So like, but actually, if we understand that the whole purpose of creation is leading towards this point in time, which is that of Klal Yisrael coming out to being a nation to God, and then fulfilling this idea of the Am HaNivchar through this process. So then, Shabbos that it ends up that Shabbos, in the sense that we say like everything is like it's the how does it say in we say in Lechadodi that it's the this is the whole purpose of this is it is again leading towards this point in time, and so the Shabbos there's a shift in a sense that additional to creation is now we see just like we see by the Aseres Adibros, when Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzisicha Mir Mitzrayim. So now he's identifying, not as the creator, but as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. So this Shabbos becomes like, now Shabbos actually takes on a new element of Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. Meaning now we're going to have this shift that Shabbos is no longer just about creation, or maybe this is the continuation of the whole purpose of creation, is that of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now Shabbos takes on this new element. So we say in Kiddush, we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, because it's all this continuum of creation, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the purpose of creation. And so this Shabbos now, Shabbos HaGadol, is like almost in a sense it's the big Shabbos, because in it, in a sense, we're leading towards this the whole purpose of what creation was for Klal Yisrael. And so, boom, here we have this new element of Shabbos, like being expressed in a new element of Shabbos Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael being connected now. We're like, boom, we're inserted into this element and connected to Shabbos, not just about creation, but now the Jewish people become intimately connected to Shabbos on this Shabbos. Okay, especially because again, it's the Shabbos that leads to the Yetziah, to the actual Exodus. Okay, so now back to the text here. So v'zichron hanes nikba daika al yom haShabbos velo al yom yud nisan. So this is the idea that we're commemorating this miracle specifically to Shabbos, not the 10th day of Nisan. Kevan kedushas HaShabbos hi shegarma lahanes, because it's the sanctity, it's the holiness of Shabbos that led to the miracle. Ki adua shekol barkan dileela v'tata b'yom ha-shviyah talyan, that we know that all blessing above and below, right, is coming on from the seventh day. It's dependent on the seventh day. V'chomash anasa v'sheshes yimei ha-shavua kfar nishba v'shabbos shalafanav. Everything that occurs on the 6 days of the week, it's all coming from, it's Shefa, is coming from the Shabbos that precedes it. Sinimsa, Shabbos Ahu, Kfar He'ira Ha'or, Shal Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, on this Shabbos, we have within it already the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mekeven Shebalel Yetzias Mitzrayim, He'ira Or Gadol, Virav Kamo B'yom Tekufas Tamos. So there was this incredible, on this night, there was an amazing light that is like, when we call about Tekufas Tamuz, it's like the right in the smack of the summer, right? Migodel Hiskalos or Hashem Yisrael. So there was this incredible illumination in the world from Hashem revealing himself at this time. V'imkein kfar hitfil ha'ara ha'gdola ha'zeh b'shabbos shalfanav. So Thursday, or let's call it Wednesday. Oh my God, sorry, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right? So Wednesday's Karban Pesach. And Thursday they come out, right? So on that Thursday, there's already this tremendous light that comes out. But what do we have prior? Is the Shabbos that comes before it? Mizeh or nit bahalu hamitzrim ad shelo yuchu lasos klum. So already this energy, this whatever we call the supernal light that was very much tangible on that Shabbos, it basically neutralized the Egyptians. Nimsasha kedushas yom haShabbos garma hanes hagadol hazeh. So the words it's coming from, it's emanating from the Kedusha of Shabbos that you have that causes or brings us to this incredible miracle. L'chein nikba zecher hanes al yom ha-Shabbos daika. So now we understand it's the Shabbos that precedes Pesach that has this special energy. So v'hinei v'ha-Shabbos shal ha-arba parashios sha'avru. So now we just talked about this idea, this the four prior parashios that passed. Z'achina b'chol Shabbos l'haras os achas me'ashem havoye baruch hu. Right, we were able to see a different letter in the Shein Yud Kei Vav Kei. So b'Shabbos shkalem haras or os hey tata. The lower hey is the one that was illuminated. Let's call it that way. B'Shabbos zachor haras os vav. When it came to zachor, the vav was illuminated. B'Shabbos para haras ha os hey ilah. The upper hey and parshas para. And then b'Shabbos chachodesh haras os yud. And then when it comes to chachodesh, that culminates or that completes the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, V'yata, B'Shabbos HaGadol, now we get to Shabbos HaGadol, Shehu HaShabbos HaChamishi Shel Hadal Parashios. So this is the fifth of the four Parashios, but we have Me'ir Orhe Kakotso Shel Yud. So what's being illuminated is that little tiny, it's the Kotso Shel Yud. So he says a Kotso Shel Yud. I was saying more the Kotso Shel Yud is like the crown that's sitting above the Yud. Shehu Sfirat Keter HaAlyon, because that's connected the idea of the upper crown. L'chein haShabbos hazo gedol l'bamalas yoser mikol adal parsha. So this Shabbos is on a higher level than the other from all the other four parshas that preceded. V'hi bechinas yechida, and it has the aspect of yechida shi hamala alyona mikol chalkei nishmas adam. So yechida is already like on a much higher plane. Right, from any other part of the of a person's neshama, right? So it's like the yechid is already this. It's like touching to a much higher place than the lower realms. So now, just if you look at it, so if you're on the page Lamed, if you look on the footnote, go down to Bechinas Yechida Nikro Hagadol. So he explains, if you see that there, so Bechinas Yechida Nikra HaGadol, it's the third paragraph down on the right side. So he says, V'kamosh Amru Chachmenu Zal al Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, shelo hiniach davar gadol v'davar katan. So it says Rav Yochanan did not leave the big, a davar gadol or a davar katan. So what's davar gadol? That's referring to Masa Merkava. And so therefore, what's Gadol is the Masa Merkava. So now, Ki Achar Arba Parshios, after the 4 weeks of Shkalim Zachor, Para, and Achodesh, Zochel, Bechinas, Raza, Derazin, we've worked our way up to the highest level, Shehu Masa Merkava, Nikra Gadol. The Tevas HaGadol Ola Gadiel, Zeh Hashem. Okay, Gadiel. Okay, so, but with the ideas, or I guess Gadol, or from, I guess, but either way, what he's saying here is that what's going on is that we're reaching like the highest plane. And so, therefore, it's like Masa Merkava already is like how, you know, if we could, you know, try to understand exactly how God operates, right? So that's Masa Merkava. And really like understanding or getting a bigger, or a greater sense of Hashem. So at this period of time, what it's really giving us is that the Shabbos that precedes the big event, but the big event is like we'll see at the night of the Seder, we're pounding the idea that Hashem in his essence is that Hashem himself, not a shliach, comes in and does this. So if we understand that, so whatever is going on there is a tremendous revelation. So here he's expressing it as, you know, some kind of light that's already coming into the world on Shabbos that precedes, because Shabbos is the precursor of what's going to come. Here's whatever's going to, you know, come now going forward into this week. It's emanating, the source is starting at Shabbos. So if we understand like what an incredible revelation it was in terms of that night when Hashem did Makas Bechoros. So you're talking already, so that's this Masa Merkava. So this is why we call it Shabbos HaGadol. So going deeper, we're not just saying, so the first thing we said was Shabbos HaGadol, big miracle. But now we're getting deeper into like what's really happening here, and we're saying like, you know, the revelation that occurred later on in the week, it also starts, it emanates, its source is really the Shabbos that precedes it. And so whatever was going on, that energy, that light that came into the world already, it totally neutralized the Egyptians. And you're talking about this incredible, incredible flow that's going on in the world. So Mishumza, back into the middle here, Zenikra Shabbos Hazer Hashem Gadol, Ki Gadol Hu Milashon Mashpia. Gedula is this idea of being Mashpia, is to be giving over, to influence. Shahagadol Mashpia LaHakatan. So the Gadol, it's always the older, the bigger one, the greater one, is able to give to the smaller one. Mishum, so the source in a sense. Mishum Shesfiras HaKeser HaMeir B'Shabbos So Ein Bo B'Chinas Mekabel Klal. So the idea of Keser is that it's there's no receiving there. It's all giving. It's all flowing from there. So now, Ki Kol HaSfiras Hei Mekabel Mehal Yonos U'Mashpim Le'Ela Shehein L'Mata Mehem. So in a certain sense, right, so what he's really saying here is that Keser Elyon is like the top. There's nothing really above it that's going to, I mean, in the way we understand it, it's all coming from there, flowing downward. And so therefore, kol siros hei mekablim mehal yonos, all the siros really are receiving from that which is above. And then they, in turn, will give over and influence and impact those that are below. The siros malchus hi rak mekabelas. And then at the bottom line, the bottom of malchus is that has nothing less le megarmi klum, right? That's where it's completely in receiver. Aval hakeser eno rak mashpia. When it comes to the crown, that's all just giving without any receiving. So this Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, is Shabbos Hagadol. It's complete. It's coming from this the upper crown, which is all flowing down to us. It's like this, in a sense, like when we think about the sun and the moon, it would be the sun in terms of it completely gives and doesn't receive, as opposed to the moon, which is like Malchus, which completely receives and doesn't have anything to give. So here, Shabbos HaGadol is like the sun. The ode, Tam Shenikra HaShabbos HaZeh V'Tar Gadol, another reason why it's called Gadol, Ki Gadol Nikra Mi Shehu Mugba B'Mala V'Eino Meshuba L'Acher. Because the idea of a gadol is, it's so, the person is so lofty, he's not at all subservient to other or dependent on others. Omisha hu meula b'madrega shehu lemala me'ateva, or you could say it's someone that's on a high level, that's above the nature. V'chein hu haShabbos halazeh shu neged tzviras keser. So this Shabbos, it has this aspect of keser. Shehi hasfir halyona shein lamala himenetz, right? This is like the top. The inyan hazeh nikra gam zikifas harosh. The idea of like of having the, you know, like your head upright. Shezeh haita hatchalas havoda v'parashat shkol. So this is like the top. So it started with parashat shkol and Shabbos Rishonah mihadal parashios. Shehi lanu kitzad nesias harosh. And it, right, so what do we say? Parashat shkol, we say nasoes rosh, right? It's like this elevating of the head, but there it starts. Kibesfiras malchus ein shum esias harosh miatzma. There it has none of its own ability to raise its head on its own. Kihi ein arak mikabelas, because that again, like we talked about, malchus is always just receiving. The achra avodas called dalet parashios. So after all this work that we've done in the four preceding parashios, we get to Megian the Bechinas Gadol Shein Lamala Himena. So we've reached the top of the top. Ubezeno, it's Sofa Letchila, Sof Masa B'Machshava Tchila. And so we see this idea of like the idea of like placing or staking, the idea of at the end here, the end of the Masa, the end is B'Machshava Tchila. The first, like the whole intent of this was to get to this place. And so that's what we're, so in a sense, tying it back to what I said earlier, which he doesn't say here, but it's this idea of this Shabbos, of really, you know, when you think about it, if the whole purpose of creation, as we say, bereshis, bishvil reshis, right? Like when you say bereshis, is not just in the beginning, it's for the beginning, or for things that are firsts. And so in the first pasuk of the Torah, it's telling us that Hashem created the world for things that are first, for Truma, and also for, one of the things is for Klal Yisrael. And so if that's the case, so then our starting out and becoming a nation is happening in this upcoming week after Shabbos, after the Shabbos, then the incredible revelation, everything that's going on that gets us to this point of being, you know, in a sense anointed or tasked with taking the mission, so to speak, and going forward, it's all happening here, and it's specifically the way he's putting it together for us. He's explaining what Shabbos is. So if Yetzias Mitzrayim and Makas Bechoris is all happening where Hashem is coming down and like basically taking us, and now within that process we become his nation, and so then the Shabbos that precedes it is really like it's where it all comes together. And so in a sense, right, so Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila is what's happening, is that we get to see, we get a glimpse of like, hey, this is what it was all about from the beginning. And so the same thing, like he said here, the four parashas lead to the fifth, the Gadol, to the ultimate apex, to the, you know, the point of the whole process. So that that's where, you know, in a sense, that's where Shabbos now, all of a sudden, it's not just that Hashem gave it to us as a gift, which is true, but now Shabbos, being the purpose of creation, is got to have Yetzias Mitzrayim tied into it, because that's part of the whole purpose of creation of the Jewish people, of Klal Yisrael, being tasked and being, you know, coming to becoming the nation at this point, and being, you know, tied to Hashem forever and ever. And so therefore, this is, it doesn't get bigger than this, than the Shabbos HaGadol. And so therefore, it's Gadol because of the Nisim, for the great miracles, but when we go deeper into it, what we start to see is is not just the miracles, but what really caused, what was at the core of why these things were happening, what the miraculous occurred, was because of this, where we're really like, it's all about getting to this point, because from here going forward is now, you know, we are, the whole thing has shifted, and so now we're carrying forward the purpose of creation. We are going to be tasked with taking the world forward in terms of taking it to the ultimate, you know, purpose of having Hashem revealed with clarity to the entire world, and that it should become like, you know, with 100% clarity that, you know, Hashem is one. And so, you know, it's a process of going through, obviously it's taken us, you know, Hashem says to Moshe, he says, I'm going to be with them and I'll always be with them. And meaning what? That through this process, it's not going to just be a Mitzrayim. It's going to not just be one Gullus, two Gulluses, but it's going to be a multiple process of going through ups and downs and very difficult periods. But the idea ultimately is to get to the to continue forward of developing and being, you know, partners with Hashem to then get to the point of having this clarity, not just for us, but as Rashi says, that now we have Hashem as Elokeinu, but Hashem Echad, that when Mashiach comes, there'll be that clarity of the clarity of that oneness that Hashem is, the true unity that everybody is clear to them and understands. This is what it's all about. So that's what we're doing here. So coming to Shabbos is an incredible, powerful time. If you think about it, this incredible light that is back in the world. And so it's an auspicious time for us to be able to, tap into this incredible, you know, Hashem's like opening it up, so to speak. And so we should take that opportunity, you know, to daven, to learn, to be also connected with Klal Yisrael. That when we are connected, and that's like the idea of relationships and being, looking for the unity of Klal Yisrael. So that ties into what the parasha is. I mean, Mitzora is the breakdown of where there is not that unity, where a person is motzi shamer, is a person is talking lashon hara, that is the idea of destroying connectivity. And the idea is that in this Shabbos, like to be able to like work on creating unity, creating, you know, peace amongst and tranquility amongst Klal Yisrael, and through that unity and then avoda of working on our, you know, relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah, so that God willing, through that we're going through this process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then hopefully we'll have like a tremendous source of, we'll be able to see tremendous blessing, so that something like tonight, let's say that happened, and the terrible events that are keep on occurring, that we should be able to only hear good news and peace in Eretz Yisrael, and peace for the Jews all over, wherever they might be.
Okay. Jonathan, can you just reformulate it again? The racists of the Egyptian people, of the Egyptians, obviously had a special quality to Hashem. Racist has a special quality, Jew, even non-Jew, animal, whatever it is.
So right, so that
Hashem
so
destroyed.
Right, so what? So let's so if Egypt at the time is clearly like the, you know, is the center of the world, right? It's the power of the world in terms of not just, you know, from a military standpoint, but in terms of like the ideas and of what they represented. So the anything that if you were looking at the core of something, it's the thing that's first is always the is like in a sense represents its essence, right? So that therefore, you know, the idea of, you know, I start something, I'm starting a task. The reason I'm starting is because I have hope that it's going to go somewhere, that it's, you know, so my intent of everything that I'm about is always going to be encapsulated in and fully expressed in its beginning. And so too, that's, so if you're saying it that, if you look at it that way, so then when we look at the Egyptian society, we're going to look specifically at the Bechorim, because that should capture that as well within the Klipa, right? So whatever they represented, whatever that society represented, I'm going to look at the beginning point. And so the Bechorim, the firstborn, take on that, you know, like they are like, you know, they really are they encompass, or they express the society in its, you know, if I'm going to go after the society, I'm going to go after that beginning point. The same thing you would say, like Amalek, Rashis Goyim Amalek, right? So we'll say that Amalek also has that aspect of, you know, Rashis in terms of, you know, expressing, you know, from the beginning, you know, what the ultimate, you know, what this is really all about, so to speak. So that therefore, in this case, it's the Egyptian firstborn that are the ones who represent Egypt society in its essence. That's how I think you would say it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, until that point, the whole world is for the sake of Rashis, but suddenly there's a switch to for the sake of the Israelites, right?
Well, but you see, so I'll tell you something interesting that, and why, but why? So, right, so you're saying like, why? It should be the whole entire creation, right? So there's something unique about Avraham that, and then is passed on to us more even just on the DNA level as opposed to anything else until, let's say, we get the Torah, and then we take it from there. But there's something about the Truma, like it's kind of thrown in there. If you look at Rashi there, it's the Truma, like the idea of things, what's the word in English? It's things that are going to really, what's the word? I know I'm a little bit tired, so I'm forgetting the good English word that really captures it. Give me a second, let me just remember. If I can remember right now, if not, I'll send you a few. The idea of Truma is also pretty important. So it's Rashis and Truma, but again, the idea of things that are going to start and I'm starting here because of my aspirations for something and hope of for it to become something, and I started because of that hope, and things need to emerge. That's the word. So we're looking at an emergence, and the Klal Yisrael, Avram had that aspect of just going and doing things and making things happen because he understood he had a certain inner, it says it's like his kidneys taught him Torah. He had a certain inner understanding of what things should be, but it was constantly evolving. The idea of the 10 tests of Avram is the idea that he was constantly evolving and becoming. That's the Lech Lecha, like becoming Avram, is to become himself the most and everything that he should become. And so the Jewish people had that, they took on the mission of Avram, of Truma, of emergence, and of Rachis, of what the whole long-term aspiration is. There had to be this group of people that would become the Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Chadosh, is the idea that we're going to become the leaders, the guides for what we should be, like the Or LaGoyim is this light onto the nations, is this idea of taking this project, so to speak, and continuing it, constantly working towards getting there, which it's clearly not a simple task. But it seems to be that it needs to be given to a group of people to kind of shepherd the deal. That's kind of what's going on here.
Yeah, I was by the Baala Rebbe of B'nai Brak on Friday night, and he asked exactly the same question. Why should Tzias Mitzrayim mentioned in the Kiddush when it's really the focus should be on the creation,
right?
And he gave a very similar answer that the splitting of the sea becomes, the defining birth of a nation, which now, up till that point, everything else was focused on the physical, and now it was going to be transferred to the nation, the holy nation, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So similar idea.
Yeah, but again, when you start to see, it's not, he's not overtly saying it here, but Shabbos is the same way that the whole Sof Masa v'Machshava Tchila is Shabbos, right? So Shabbos has that element, and that's where maybe in a sense that's why this whole idea that I'm creating this world for this nation Yisrael, because they're going to be the ones who are the guide. They're going to guide it along, and that's, it's interesting. John or Rabbi Sachs, kind of what he was saying is that you can't be, and it's true that we say Am Levadad Yishkan, that we're going to be this, we're going to be kind of on our own, away from the other nations. But the flip side is, so we're unique and a set aside, but at the same time, our task is also to bring that light. So we need to, in order to be a light, you got to have your act together. So I think that's kind of like where, that's the balancing act. But this is the idea of Rachis, and what comes out of this also is that the Klipa has the power in the flip side, so that there's something in Egypt and later on in other of our enemies, like an Amalek, that have some very serious power that is juxtaposed our power, right? And they, in a certain sense, you think of the Greeks, they're a foil in a sense. Amalek's a foil. It helps us go through those difficult processes, and it helps us get to a better place by going through those difficulties. So Mitzrayim is the first one, and they have within them the Bechorim are carrying, so to speak, whatever they represented. Maybe we're a little bit distant from really understanding what they were all about, but clearly they carried the torch, and so therefore Hashem is going to come and afflict and go after specifically the Bechorim at this point, and that Klal Yisrael is the flip side. We are the other side. We're the Bechorim of the, and we are on that mission, Rachis. So we have that B'ni Bechor Yisrael, and it goes counter to the Bechorim of Mitzrayim. All right. Okay.
Get some sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to get some sleep. But meanwhile, next week, I will see if we can make some time to do one of the... I'll look at the piece. I'll figure out which one's the most interesting. We'll try to get it in maybe Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Okay? Have a great Shabbos.
Yeah.
Should be a big Shabbos. Should...